Good morning, I'm sorry.
As you can see by this cornucopia, we're coming to Thanksgiving. Marilyn Williams and some of her helpers responsible for putting this together for us. So if you see Marilyn around and others, thank them for this very beautiful presentation of the cornucopia. And today is the last Sunday of the year, as Father already referred to at the beginning of Mass. It is the Feast of Christ the King. And this feast was established by our Holy Father Pius XI back in 1925. He did so as a way to counter the oppressive regimes of Europe and of the world. There was wars and there were rumors of wars. And our Holy Father saw that God was being pushed out of the lives of people. And so this feast was designated to highlight the kingdom of Jesus. The kingdom which Jesus himself said is not of this world. We might imagine for a moment being present at a political science class, discussing kings and kingdoms. There would be questions, I suppose, of belonging, what that meant, and of commitment, and what that meant. There would be questions of the king's responsibility to his people, and of the people's responsibility to the king, or to the king. There would also possibly be discussion as to who belonged to the kingdom, and who should not. Jesus himself said that the kingdom that he established was not of this world, but it has a visible face, namely the church, that carries out the works of the kingdom. Last Sunday, I talked about some of these works that our parish is engaged in, which are many. They're ongoing, day after day, week after week, year after year. I had some comments during the week from different people as to these various programs and their effects on people's lives and how they have changed lives. For instance, one comes from John. Now, there's a number of Johns in the parish. You figure out which one this came from. But John said, St. Peter's is a place I'm proud to call home. And as we celebrate the 25th anniversary together, I am amazed at how new and how exciting we are. He said, I look at the directory and I see many faces that I am blessed to encounter through the countless ministries of St. Peter's. These are members of our faith family, and I'm proud to be part of this beautiful family. It is exciting to be part of this parish family of faith, which I see as being both old and new. Not making reference to ages, but to the different ministries. For instance, adoration, and that is adoration is a spiritual exercise as old as the hills, I dare say. And then you have a ministry like Life Team, which is relatively new, and in our parish only in the last couple of years. It is a ministry that gives new life to our teenagers. One of our young people responded and said that Life Teen has become a safe and fun place for me to grow, not only emotionally, but spiritually. It makes me feel more involved in the Mass. I feel more comfortable talking to God and doing stuff with the church. And I like that, and I can now surround myself with people my age who feel the same. And I wish you could have been a fly on the wall or present anyway, as we concluded boot camp this past August, which was the four Sunday evenings of the month of August. And it concluded with adoration here in church, an hour-long adoration. And as part of that, I went through the church carrying the monstrance to each of the pews where our young people were stationed. And I have to tell you, I was deeply moved by their reverence and their prayerfulness. Some of them indeed, as I went and I blessed them with the sacrament, were in tears. And one young woman went home and told her mother that she felt that she had been touched by Jesus himself. In a couple of weeks, we'll roll out another program for our parish called Forum. So you've seen the banner in the narthex and you've seen the announcement in the bulletin. And we'll explain to you how you can benefit from this. It is an all-Catholic resource that has indeed something for everyone. Speaking about something for everyone, one who had been part of RCIA gave me this. She said, God was telling me for years to join the RCIA, and I've never regretted listening now to God's voice. Don't ever underestimate, she said, the power of living your Catholic life. Sometimes just your presence is everything to encourage another person. Which reminds me of another note, and I've only this one, and then I'm moving on, which comes from Ray. We don't have as great a number of Rays, so maybe you figure this one out, and it doesn't matter, Ray doesn't mind. He said that he read all of the books that the men of St. Joseph gave out, both at Christmas and at Easter. He brought them to adoration, which he said he had not experienced previously, but now he feels it has changed his life. I was called the other day to anoint an older member of our parish. And I went to the nursing home, and with family members, we gathered in the quietness of her room. It was a very powerful and beautiful moment, celebrating the healing touch of Jesus. Ministry and liturgy sometimes maybe seems to be just an exercise for the priest and some family members. But my dear friends, it is never just him and family alone. Whether we realize it or not, through the words, the actions, the prayers of the church, we are present there too, in whatever that prayer, that action might be. This is the great beauty of our Catholic faith, the beauty of the liturgy. It is never just about one person. All of us are gathered together. Sometimes when we talk about these programs and the need to support these programs, people become maybe a little defensive, come to the conclusion, well, here we go again, they're asking for money, that's all they ever talk about. Well, that's not true, but be that as it may, that's how some see it. It's not my job, really, to ask for money, but rather it is my job to discern for us what we need to do together in order to answer God's call to do what we're called to do as a Catholic parish. Maybe you didn't know or realize, but the Bible talks more about money than it does about salvation. The Old Testament speaks about treasure 39 times. In the New Testament, Jesus speaks about treasure 16 different times. So I see it as my priestly role to discern and help us to discern together what it is that God is asking of us, and then for us to make an appropriate response. Even if we had all of the money that we needed and much more besides, it's still important for us as individuals to reflect upon what it is that God has blessed us with and how we reflect that blessing in our giving. Because I believe that we have a greater need to give than God does to receive. So during these past couple of weeks, we have been reflecting on the program of discernment and enrichment for our giving in the offertory. And the offertory is the source of support for our parish and in all of its different activities and ministries. And today we are celebrating Commitment Sunday, a day that we have called Together the Vision Continues. John Reynolds, one of our parishioners, a long time parishioner, lifelong parishioner, is a member of our parish, and John will share with you for a few moments his experience of being a member of this parish and what it has meant to him. John, again, I thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My timing and entrance has actually gotten better with each Mass because last night I didn't realize that I was coming at this particular time frame, and needless to say, my name was called and I was not here yet. And I had the privilege earlier today of my family standing behind me, but after the first one, they said, "Dad, you are not." For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Reynolds, and I've been a member of St. Peter's for about 20 plus years. I have grown up here, and I've seen the parish grow and change over the years. What I would like to speak to you about this weekend is the increased offertory program being conducted in our parish. I just want to take a moment to share with you some thoughts about what the program is really about. Upon reflection, most of us can truthfully say that we have been blessed by God with many wonderful gifts. To name a few, our families, our friends, and the many freedoms we enjoy here in America. While most of us are certainly not wealthy, we have been in some small measure beyond the bills, the braces, and tuition. The problem is that some among us, maybe even here in our home parish, struggle a bit more to see these blessings. Each day, people in need turn to the church for help and support. To quote Matthew Kelly, "There are 1.2 billion Catholics in the world. There are 67 million Catholics in America. That's at least 15 million more people than it takes to elect an American president. And every single day, the Catholic Church feeds, houses, and clothes more people, takes care of more sick people, visits more prisoners, and educates more people than any other institution on the face of the earth could ever hope to. Here at St. Peter the Apostle, we offer over 30 different ministries, to name a few: EDGE, Life Team, Interfaith Hospitality, RCIA, and Backpack Buddies. These are the things that we help to provide when we give to the increased offertory program. We are a family, and by working together, we can bring Christ's message out to the world. As you consider your commitment, please just take a moment to thank God for all that He has done for you and be as generous as you can. Remember, it's not about a few giving a lot, but everyone giving a little more. This is why I support this program, and I hope you will too. Thank you, and God bless."
Sharing with us today, with our parish community, on how you have participated in the important activities and ministries of our parish. We now give each of you an opportunity to reflect and to renew your sacrificial commitment to the mission of St. Peter the Apostle. You should have received this week a commitment card and the brochure, but if you haven't your card with you, or you forgot it, or you left it at home, or you haven't received it, the ushers now in these moments are available, and they'll come up and just raise your hand. If you don't have a card, they'll give you a card and a pencil. And we'll pause at this time to give you an opportunity to fill these cards out, and then we'll collect them in the basket. So I need one for God.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for their participation and their blessings upon our parish here at St. Peter's, so that we can continue the mission of carrying on God's work. You are indeed an inspiration to me, and I truly appreciate you being part of this parish and I having the opportunity to serve you as well. Thank you very much. Thank you, ushers. There's a second collection today that will be taken up after the gifts are presented.